Hello, everyone, and welcome to our first Samurai Jack Late to the Party podcast. It's been 15 years since the original Samurai Jack series premiered on Cartoon Network, and we've decided as a group to rewatch the series in excitement for the upcoming series premiering on Cartoon Network in 2016. With me, I have Frank and Al. How are you guys doing?
Well, I've got my back's bothering me, and you know, I got this thing on my like a growth on my. I'm doing great. How about you guys?
I'm doing awesome. I might be the only one of us that doesn't sound like I'm calling in from a secret lair, but I think I'm doing pretty damn good. I can't believe it's been 15 years since Samurai Jack originally aired. It does not feel that long.
Actually.
You can
believe
it?
I can totally believe that. After having watched it, I'm like, wow, yeah, this is 15 years old.
Wow, what a jackass. Out of the gate as a jackass. What do we do? Do you want us to go around table and discuss that premiere episode and what made it so special for most of us, except for the degenerate Al, I suppose?
Yeah, basically, my thought was that we would watch, as we did the first three episodes, which kind of premiered as a TV movie for the series. And then we'll continue on week to week by reviewing one episode at a time until we get to the end.
Right.
We can talk about what we thought really made it special. I know I really wanted to redo this rewatch because Samurai Jack kind of felt to me something that would like hold up well, you know? It feels almost as if it's kind of like the cartoons of today that we're used to, like a Adventure Time or a Steven's Universe, something that has a little bit more to it, you know?
I guess it definitely holds up in my mind. I wouldn't put it in the same category as the two shows you just mentioned because it seems so, not even serious, but it is a highly stylized show. And I think, you know, that style definitely holds up. I really do like the show. And in fact, I like it from the start, the real surreal start in that first few minutes of footage where Aku is emerging from his prison and there's like no audio and it's just this weird sci-fi dystopia. From the beginning, the show catches me.
Really, it's that style that really has it like keep the test of time. Well, the animation to a degree seems dated. I can notice a lot of seams that I didn't notice before. It's still that style doesn't really fade away, and I agree with Frank. It's not necessarily serious. It's I'm hesitant to say gritty. I'm hesitant to use that word, but it's the best one I've got for the time being. Yeah, and that's why one of the reasons I would say it's a little bit different than the two shows you mentioned, because it's not necessarily an all ages kind of market. This was very clearly aimed for teenagers, I think. Or early teens.
That's interesting. I definitely think stylistically, one of the things that stuck out to me the most isn't just like its visual style, but I think its audio style seemed very daring to me. One of the things I noticed about the first three episodes is just the amount of silence or lack of dialogue, things that, you know, we're so very used to. I mean, if you think about it, our premier characters, right? Mm-hmm. We have Jack's father, the Emperor, Jack's mother, who's only referred to as mother, and then our samurai warrior, who doesn't have a name until we are on to the second part, till we've reached the future. So kind of this only using dialogue when necessary, I think, what struck me as so really interesting about the show. And it kind of holds that going through this whole three-episode premiere movie. You know, you've got definitely a lot more dialogue in the second part, but by the time you get to the third part, again, it kind of leaves that dialogue behind for this large sort of planning sequence and, you know, this really great stylistic fight scene, which, again, is just lack of you know, most of the stuff we're used to in a cartoon where it feels like you need to, like, say something about what's going on.
Yeah, and I would also say that we keep calling it stylistic, and certainly that's fine. But there's also there's a series of homages and nods throughout the show that make it really powerful. Part of it is, you know, obviously very heavily influenced in anime, but there's that multicultural like sweeping series of Jack learning his abilities in the very beginning. That's a very like. Oh, God, that's a pulp Age of Conan kind of deal where, like, even to the point where his father is working on the slave wheel, all these little scenes and images are definitely taken from really popular, powerful media. Up until, like, that third part where we see, Jack fighting for the dog people, that's, you know, that's Seven Samurai. That's the Magnificent Seven. That's
Absolutely, yeah.
And the way that kind of inspiration sparks creativity in Samurai Jack is really, really fascinating to me.
I especially love that first part. Even when I was young, I really, really loved that training montage of going through all these different cultures, you know, learning all the things he could to just like, oh, I'm going to come back as like the perfect warrior kind of thing. Like, it's a very visual storytelling and it works very well.
They have a mastery over the visual style that they're working with. And there's also lots of little like cartoon gags that I don't want to like overlook. Some of it are references, like when you were with the talking dogs, you can see the bull board in the back, Talking Dog Says. There's like a Powerpuff Girls reference. That horse that Jack rides in the battle, I'm almost positive that's the horse that Ookla rides in Thundar. I'm almost positive of that, which is a post-apocalyptic cartoon. When the dog's tails are wagging while he's describing his plan to them, there's so many little cute things. In fact, a lot of the dogs are modeled after like famous cartoon dogs. It's just
great. there was one of the dogs from Two Stupid Dogs, which I like hadn't thought about in years until I was watching this.
Right, and all these little things, from the music to the way that the frames are broken up on the screen with actions being so like in a film, in a live action film, if you see an explosion taken from many different angles, that's in some ways kind of cheaper, you know, you just do the one explosion, you have cameras everywhere, right? But with animation, that's not any easier to do.
No,
that's harder.
Arguably it's harder,
right? But like that was the style they were trying to emulate, and they did it, and I really think it's amazing. Cantina scene, right? That's from any space opera. It's
like
wonderful.
The arm getting cut off is straight out of Star Wars.
So I thought of two big Star Wars references, obviously the Cantina scene, and then part of me, when Jack first arrives in the future, thinks that him falling into all those flying cars super reminds me of the start of episode 2. And then I realized episode 2 wouldn't have come out by then.
So, no, it wouldn't have, yeah.
Vice versa. That's interesting. Wonder if episode 2 was based off of of this work. Well, they should have based more.
I wouldn't doubt it.
They should have based more off of the Star Wars cartoons, the Clone Wars. I'm really excited to be reviewing the show. I hope we get some guest people coming on because I know that this series is seminal for a lot of people. I'm excited. Do you know what our next episode is? We're going right to episode 4 next week, right? Yep, Jack, the Woolies, and the Creationites. Ooh, this is a good one. If I'm remembering this episode correctly, this is the one with the big woolly creatures that I absolutely adore. But yeah, this is going to be really fun. I can't wait to bring everybody up to date just in time for the next season of Samurai Jack.
Yeah, everybody, please come find us at non-productive.com or hit up the Non-Pro Fan Club on Facebook. After we post this, we'll start posting our schedule of episodes so you guys can watch along with us. And hopefully we can have some cool conversations about it.
Absolutely. Go to hell.
Good night, everybody.
Go f*** yourselves. Go f*** it's crazy. That's how we're going to end every episode.
All right, so I have a question to ask you guys.
Yeah.
Sure.
I want to make sure this wasn't just me. Like I'm watching these episodes, and I was watching them continuously, one right after the other. I wasn't, like, taking a break or anything. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, there's a lot of close-up on eyes and then scowls going on right here.
Oh, like, yeah. That's another.
Like, they don't go like almost 5 minutes without another shot of his eyes.
That's another stylistic thing. A little bit taken from some anime, but I think it's also taken from like those Japanese woodcuts of samurai.
I was about to say it's a big samurai film thing. They would do the close-ups of the eyes.
There's a very awkward
I'm
pose.
I'm just sitting there like, wow, this is happening a lot.
Yeah, they do that a lot in samurai films. Think of it like right before the duel in a Western where they get all the close-ups of the guns.
Yeah,
and then they do the eyes. Right, it's an old samurai thing. Before samurai duels, they would always do back and forth eyes and then swords. That's where Westerns got.
And as for the weird scowls, if you look at, like, there's a part in the first episode where like Jack's father sees him for the first time as an adult, and he's got this weird like twisted grimace, and he's kind of got like a scoliosis back. He's like all arched over. That is a famous that's a woodcut style of art from the period. So it's a lot of this is incredibly intentional. I really do. I mean, I love this show.
It's a good show. Yeah. All right. I'm glad we're talking about it. All right, guys.
Cool. I'll see you all in hell.
See you in hell.
Bye, everybody.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.